Oh, I see. I'll just stay out here like a common horse. A beast, a vermin of some sort. Cold, shivering in the rain while my magnificent image rusts and decays.
Extelle?
Yes?
Would you like to come inside my home and check out the guest room?
The master bedroom, you say?
No, the guest room, since you're my guest and I want you to be comfortable.
If that's the best you can do.
Oh, trust me, it is everything I can do.
Well?
She lifted her head and straightened, the wind stirring her horsey mane and setting a flickering of glittery lights free.
I'll humor you. Show me to the guest room.
Wipe your hooves.
What do you think I am? A lady keeps her hooves clean at all times.
She scraped her hooves on the welcome mat, then barged past me into the house, trotting into the living room.
Lace and frills? Really, Myra? I didn't think you were the type.
Judge me, and you're sleeping with the mushrooms.
Fine. Don't you have such a nice home?
Yes, I do, thank you. Guest room this way. I opened the door and stepped aside so she could get a good long look at the spare bedroom.
Is this the only guest room?
Yep.
And the garage?
Still an option.
How is the garage decorated?
It isn't. Just a concrete floor, walls for storage, and a nice dry area for straw bedding.
Rosebud quilt. My, it looks so homemade, doesn't it? And matching curtains. So sweet.
She hopped up onto the bed and sort of sprawled on her side. It was an unusual way to see a horse lie, almost as if she were a starlet posing for a silent movie.
This will suffice.
She shifted, dragging the pillows to where she wanted them, under her head and front legs.
Now leave. It's been a traumatizing day. What does he see in this town?
What?
What?
Who he?
Who he? Myra, I'm exhausted. Leave me now. I need my beauty sleep.
You said you didn't know what he sees in this town. Who are you talking about?
Bevan. I do not know why he is so fascinated with the place. It's all very mundane.
Well, it's ordinary.
Yes, and yet he refuses to leave.
She opened her eyes a slit.
I don't suppose you understand why he's staying here, do you?
Get some sleep, Extelle. I'll leave out some oats for you.
No need. I'll make myself at home in whatever passes as a kitchen here.
Please?
You're welcome. Now leave me alone.
Agreeing to be her host was turning out to be a bad idea. Why was I making life decisions just to spite a demon? Ugh.